Floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. You talking to me? Yeah. They're saying I ordered a watch and I didn't order a watch.
Okay, so let me go ahead and get the order pulled up or the account and then I can see what's going on. Do you mind providing me with the zip code?
28016.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name?
Andy Helton. That's H-E-L-T-O-N.
Okay. Thank you for that. Can I have the shipping address on the account, please? Okay. Can I have the shipping address, please, sir?
103 Bill Raley Drive, Bessemer City, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah, I don't even have the money to spend that much on a watch.
Okay, sir. So I've gone ahead and pulled up the account. So I do see it was initially an order that was placed for the Focused watch, sir. It was initially a 14-day trial period that you placed that the order was placed for after the 14-day trial ended. If you didn't call back to cancel for that Focused watch, you were going to be billed before retail price of that watch.
Right. I didn't call and order no watch.
Okay. So you never placed the order for the Focus watch, the smartwatch. It was initially an order for a trial for $597. It was initially a 14-day trial.
No, and I didn't see no $597 come out of my checking account neither.
Okay, I understand. So you're claiming fraud on this entire account, including the trial, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so what I can go ahead and do is file this as fraud. What that would entail is we would contact the local authorities, provide them with the...
I got a watch.
Go ahead, verify the owner of the device that was used. When the order was placed online, your local authorities will also verify the location where that order took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with the fraud claim?
Yes, ma'am. Sure do.
Okay, sir. I'm proceeding forward with this fraud claim. Bear with me. And just to verify, did you file any dispute with your bank for the fraud, for this charge?
Yes, I'm fishing to do it, and they're gonna cancel my card and give me a new one.
Have you already filed a dispute? Is there currently one?
Not. I told them I was gonna wait till the middle of the month.
Okay.
Dispute everything that's on my account.
Okay, well, bear with me. I'll go ahead and get this.
You're not the only one I filed. You're not the only one that I filed against.
I understand, sir. Well, bear with me. I'm working on filing this as fraud with us, and I'm working on the refund request for the fraud claim. Thank you for verifying that, sir.
I'm on disability. I think it was $69.
Okay. I'm here, sir. I'm filing. This is fraud. Bear with me.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm just filing. This is fraud. Bear with me. Working on the refunds for the fraud claim.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim. Bear with me, I'm working on the refunds for the fraud claim. I'm here, I'm filing, and this is fraud. Bear with me.
Okay.
Bear with me, I'm filing. This is fraud. Bear with me.
Okay.
Now I'm almost done. Thank you for your patience. I'm filing as fraud. Bear with me. I'm almost done with the refund credits for the fraud claim. Bear with me.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. I'm almost done with the fraud claim for you and the refunds. Okay, I have gone ahead and filed this as fraud and refunded the charges back to your account. The first refund amount will be for $5. I'm still here. I'm working on the fraud claim. I'm almost done for you, man. Do you have a piece of paper and pencil? I'm going to have a cancellation number and refund confirmation number for the fraud claim shortly. Okay, I filed. This is fraud. I have a refund confirmation number whenever you're ready, sir.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yes, sir. So your first refund amount, sir. That is going to be for the $69.72.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 97 cents.
Yeah.
So that refund's going to be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. I have a refund.
Okay. And I got information.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ready.
Okay, again, it's going to be $69.97 refund. That refund confirmation number is going to be, again, 6315215582. Would you like me to read that? 631.
Yeah.
252.
Okay.
1-8-0-2.
Is that right?
That is correct, sir. The refund will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days, sir, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. It's my pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you today?